I was raised in this church since I can remember. I mean, I was here since Pastor Ekstrom till now. And I had made professions in Christ before based off of, I would say, other people. I remember my cousin made a profession in Christ, and I saw the attention that he got, and I wanted that attention, so I made the same profession. Then a couple years later, I think in 10th grade, a best friend of mine made a profession, and I followed suit again and made another profession. But each time I was making these professions, there was no fruit. There was no true repentance behind the professions that I had made. I was in Christian school from 3rd grade to 12th grade and raised right. Parents raised me right. And after graduating high school, I decided to take control of my life, so to speak, and do the things that I wanted to do and how I wanted to do them when I wanted to do them. I don't even want to get into the stuff I was doing, but eventually my sin caught up with me. You know, the Bible says you reap what you sow. And I was promiscuous, and I had brought a child into this world. Out of marriage, out of the context of the Bible, as far as you know, being married to a woman. And as I was trying to figure out, as so many times I did, of how I was going to get what I wanted and still be comfortable, how I was going to comfortably live in sin, I remember I had got a job once my daughter was born, and I was figuring that I was making quote-unquote money now, that I could move out with my girlfriend at the time, and we could raise our daughter together out of sin. And I remember it was a Saturday morning, about 7:30. I was on my way to work, April 4th, 2004, and I had a CD. It was a gospel CD, and to this day, I don't know why I had this gospel CD. If you would have heard all the music that I had, clearly that CD did not fit. It shouldn't have been there. But God saw otherwise. And on that CD, there was a song in. And I don't know why I was listening to it. Because I was thinking of how I'm going to move out, and I need to come up with a plan and save money and live the way I wanted to live. And the words on the CD, the guy was saying, as Jesus would say, what if I asked you to let go of everything and trust me? What if you lose the very thing that you thought was close to you, and I asked you to trust me? And those words immediately hit me, because it was as if God was speaking to me, saying, you don't need to take this road that you're trying to take and continue to live in sin. I'm going to ask you to let it go and trust me. And it was at that moment that I told God, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to trust you. And I'm going to believe. I'm going to take your word for what it is. I'm going to repent of my sins. And I'm not going to live this life that I was living. So at that moment, I told God, I'm going to trust you. And I believe that is the true repentance and the true commitment that day I made to God. And amen. that was the day that I can say that I was saved. And I felt it. I know it ever since. God has made tremendous steps in my life. You can ask my parents. They never stopped praying for me. They never stopped loving me, even when I was unlovable. I encourage anyone and everyone that with unsaved loved ones, never, ever, ever give up on them, because you don't know when when God is gonna call them. He might not call them on your timetable, or when you think they should be called, but he will call them, because he's an awesome God, he's a perfect God, and he's sovereign. He knows. So ever since then, I've been serving him. You know, I'm not perfect. I do fall. But as we're praying this morning, the just man gets up 7 times. You know, and that's how I know God is real, because you cannot comfortably live in sin if you are called of God. You know, he will not allow that. You are his child. He has adopted you into his family. You have a new father. So since then, my mind has been renewed. And I ask you to continue to pray for me. It's a struggle still. I still struggle with things, but I know God is able and that I can accomplish all things and do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God is good.
Amen. Amen.
Hearing those testimonies is like drinking a glass of cold water on a hot day. It's just so refreshing to see salvation, God's Holy Spirit alive. I just have revival right now, but